Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And with today's guest, her zone of genius is her ability to help people reconnect with the essence of who they are so they can discover what brings happiness and fun into their lives. So I am super excited to introduce Leah Cotter. Now, Leah is a Chief Sparkle Officer and happiness coach. Now, her unique approach weaves play, creativity, and energy work into a customized plan for her clients to create happier, more fulfilled, more energized lives for themselves and the people around them. Now, as a recovering perfectionist with a newfound love of painting, Leah is always looking for unique experiences and opportunities to try something new to support her own pursuit of happiness. Well, welcome, Leah. I am so excited to have you as my guest today.
Hi, Wendy. I am super, super thrilled to be here.
Yeah, and I just love how you're helping people achieve that ultimate ideal outcome, right? Of who it's basically why we do everything in life, to be happy. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
It is so great to be doing something that I really love so much and to be able to see, just to be able to see so much more happiness in my clients and in people.
Yeah, it's just talk about aligning your world to, be something that energizes you. There's nothing more energizing than feeling and sharing happiness. So, yeah, I love that. Well, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping point that prompted you to start your own coaching practice?
I'd been kind of thinking about it for years, off and on, different ideas for being my own business person. But I was working as a flight attendant. I'd been doing that for quite some time. And the tipping point was kind of twofold. I ended up with some injuries to my body. Being a flight attendant can be really hard on you. And I had to really think about it and decide if it was something that I was willing to continue doing and maybe have permanent injuries or start looking at something else. And the second piece of it is that the company that I was working for was kind of no longer the company that I started with. The values changed. It was just a different vibe. It wasn't the happy, fun family place where I had started. And that was kind of a bigger reason even for me to really look at doing something new. And I wanted to go before I ended up being resentful and bitter and not appreciating all the great years I did have there. So that was what really prompted me to think, hey, you know what? I could go and work for someone else again, or I could really push myself and try this dream of being my own boss. And so that's what I did.
Wow. Yeah, I love that. And that takes a lot of courage, right? To get out there. Because being a flight attendant, I mean, that's a good job. It's steady work. Well, unless the pandemic hits. But for the most part, you're in high demand and you're out there flying to all these great destinations. It sounds like from the outside, hey, that would be a fun job. And but you realize that, boy, my body is not really, responding. I'm suffering some injuries here. And you started tapping into really what brings that sense of fulfillment and happiness to you. And that awareness really sounds like it was a wake-up call for you to just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go with this. I'm going to test my own wings and give this a shot. So, yeah, I love that. So, how long have you had your own coaching practice, and Has your business mission or vision evolved during that time?
Oh my goodness, so much evolution in the time. Absolutely. So I started off dabbling with it about 4 years ago and finally really decided to be full on all in about a year and a half to 2 years ago.
Okay.
And yes, so much evolution. Part of it is that I started off when I first started and working with a mentor and various things, they had me kind of looking at being a business coach because I had worked in recruiting prior to being a flight attendant. And so, you know, doing a very businessy approach to things, and it just didn't light me up. I couldn't really get traction. I couldn't get behind it. And I really didn't love it. So, you know, that's why I say I dabbled, because I just couldn't get myself to put the energy behind it that I really wanted to, because it didn't feel right. Until I finally started making the switches to looking at things from a more holistic point of view and actually getting back into basics and looking, you know, at the person themselves rather than all the outside influences, if that makes sense.
Yeah, totally. So you, instead of the one aspect of people's lives that ideally would lead to their happiness, you got really to the core. Regardless of what the walk of life they were in, it sounds like you peeled back the layers of the onion to get to really the essence of why we do what we do, is ultimately to create that happiness. And obviously you have that ability to feel like that is an important end result, because there's a lot of people out there that really don't understand that that's really what they're pursuing, is happiness. They're pursuing maybe a new level of income, or they're pursuing, there's nothing wrong with any of that, but it sounds like you had that clarity to really see through to the core of what is, you know, drives that happiness for everybody. So yeah, I love that. Well, have there been any big obstacles or challenges that you've had to overcome along the way?
Definitely. And I would say the biggest was me. I am my own worst enemy and getting in my own way all the time. So that has been the biggest obstacle, I would say, you know, trying to do what I think I'm supposed to do and having all that self-doubt and good old imposter syndrome. And, you know, another big piece was when I did start to shift my business into happiness and empowerment, was sharing that more sort of holistic spiritual side of myself. And I was really afraid of what family and friends or people who knew me were going to say about it. So there was so much self-doubt that I had to really work on through all of that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And that's pretty common, because, you know, you're coming from a career, you're coming from being an employee where, you know, you're performing a job, but it's one part of an entire corporation's vision. And, you know, they have everything that has already created, and you're one part of already something successful. And then when we step out on our own, then you're everything and you're new in being everything. And so those self-doubts can be really loud. Can you share maybe a technique that you use to help yourself get past those limiting beliefs?
Absolutely. One of the big things that I like to do is kind of one of my mantras right now, and has been for a long time, is go small to get big results. And it was to really dial down my expectations on myself. Yeah. So to really be a lot more gentle, but to set goals. I'm all for strategic goals. I'm all for having big visions, but to then kind of keep it down on its simplest level and make it as fun as possible. Look at it as an experiment. Look at it as play and fun. It's something new to do, new to try, and see how it works out. It might, and that's great. If not, that's totally fine. All you have to do is change your tact maybe a little bit, tweak it a little bit, and try again. So that was one of the really big pieces that helped me, was bringing it down into much smaller components. And learning to love and trust myself. So lots of mirror work is actually one of the ones that I really, really enjoyed in the beginning. And that was something that I did. So, you know, it sounds so silly, but looking at yourself in the mirror and actually saying nice things to yourself. And it's amazing how uncomfortable that feels at first, because we're just not programmed to do that.
No, no, no. That's not a normal thing to do. Isn't that sad, right? Isn't that sad that we're programmed to look for what's wrong?
Totally.
And you wonder why people aren't happy. Huh.
Exactly.
Light bulb moment. I think people, you know, might need a coach around that because it's their life. Yeah, I know. I love that insight. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that technique and coming with an understanding that you are a recovering perfectionist. I can really see how that, you know, go small to get big results and just look at things as an experiment. It doesn't have to be perfect. It doesn't have to be and get this perfect result. It's yeah, we're going to just go small to get big results. And if it's not working, going to make some tweaks and it's okay. So yeah, I love that. I love that. Well, you know, Leah, you're obviously an expert at helping people create those happier, more fulfilling lives. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or sales part of being in business? Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business? Yes. She laughs.
Yes, I do.
This is not supposed to be funny.
Well, I laugh because I've always said, just from any job that I've ever been in where there's a sales component in any way, I've always labeled myself as somebody who was not good with sales. It's not something I've ever enjoyed. And I've always really struggled with it. And I think about even when I worked in the call center for the airline that I was at for a while, and you know, somebody would call up, ask about a flight. We would look at it. And then I would ask if they want to book it. If they said no, okay, I was done. But so many of my colleagues were so great at, you know, getting to them to that point where they were like booking those flights and doing all the things. And it mystified me how they could possibly do it. For me, I was, you know, they said no, what do I do from there? I've got nothing. Right. So, yeah. And that just really, it still feels a lot like that for me. You know, I love talking to my clients. I love to, you know, share what it is that I do. We have these great conversations, but I do still really struggle with, you know, saying a price and helping them to understand the value and getting us to a yes.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you're not alone. That is a pretty common challenge and source of frustration for so many entrepreneurs and coaches, especially coaches, because our work is intangible, right? Our work is, it's not something you can go to the showroom and sit down and, you know, check out the specs and the, you know, whatever it is. It's intangible. It's within us. It's a transformation that does create some difficulties in conveying what the value is, right? Because we can't compare product to product. There's not a spec sheet. So, well, if you'd like, I could provide you with maybe some insights around how to approach that in a way that feels more natural to you.
Absolutely. I'd love it.
Okay. Well, so it's interesting because, you know, you are, by whatever means, attracting people into these enrollment conversations. They've raised their hand and they say, you know, they've admitted that I'm not feeling as much happiness as I want to be feeling, or I'm just not connecting with the real me in a way that brings that sense of fulfillment. So they're raising their hand and they're already in that awareness, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So during the enrollment conversation, and we haven't talked any further about exactly how you structure your conversation or what all you get into. So pardon me if I'm saying things that you already do or think of, but just to lay the groundwork here, there's generally a section where you talk about what's not working and how your prospective client is not feeling that sense of fulfillment or happiness in their life. And then, you know, ideally you talk about, you know, well, what would you like? And, you know, their version of happiness and what they would like to be creating. And the importance here is to really have them, help them to identify with the value of that. How important is it to them to feel that state of what their version of happiness is? And to really take that time during your conversation and understand, because, you know, this is your zone of genius to help people be happy. But for them, this might be a brand new conversation that they haven't even really thought of at this level. You know, just like you sharing that example of looking in the mirror and forcing yourself to notice what you do like. You know, so in this conversation, understand that they're experiencing this type of a conversation for possibly the first time, where you're taking them to this level, really identifying what happiness is for them. And then simply when you go to talk about how you can achieve or how you can support them achieving that happiness, it's really nothing to do with forcing or pressuring, because that's what they said they wanted. And you're just simply providing them with the pathway for them to achieve that. And in that, you know, aspect of the conversation where you're talking about what happiness looks like, we could go on and on here, but basically you help them understand the value of that happiness to them at that point, earlier in the conversation, before you even get to the part where you talk about your fees. And so they're already present with what the possibility is and how powerful it would be for them to be experiencing and living in that state. And then when you present your offer, then you're in a place, first off, that you realize that you're not forcing them to make a decision they don't want, because they, you know, they want it, right? They want happiness. And they already have a concept of what that value is for them. So does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally does. You know, and as you're talking, light bulbs are definitely going on. I do structure my calls somewhat like that, but I'm really feeling like I'm not diving in deep enough or really getting them to connect fully and strongly with that vision for themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that makes a ton of sense to me.
Yeah. So there's no being salesy or feeling pushy, you know, because there's nothing about that is forcing them to have what they don't want, because that's where that energy comes from. That energy of worrying about being pushy simply comes from a disconnect with you're talking to somebody about something they don't want. And so that's not the situation here, right? Because they have come to you raising their hand and saying, Leah, I am tired of not being happy, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah, good, good, good. All right. Well, hopefully that'll move the needle for you the next conversation you have.
I love it.
I'm happy that that has created a little bit of a paradigm shift for you. And, you know, speaking of not being happy, we've been in this pandemic now for way too long, and it's been creating a lot of unhappiness, a lot of stress, a lot of fear, a lot of concerns, all legitimate. And so I'm curious, you know, what has been the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
I have been very fortunate in that I had already structured my business from the beginning to be a virtual business, because I really did want the freedom and flexibility to be able to work from wherever, whenever, however I wanted to, which has been great. So I'm very fortunate that I didn't have to go through that particular learning curve.
Right.
What I've really noticed for my clients and people that I've been talking with is that there's been a big shift from reaching for almost luxury goals and coming back down into people just wanting to feel safe, wanting to feel secure. There's been a real return to basics and things like that. So there's been a real shift in even the messaging that I've been doing, and the products and things that I've been putting out have been a lot more directed to things of that nature, getting people back to basics, getting people connecting with who they are, and lots of grounding, because it's been so important. We've been in such a roller coaster. And I know this just from my own personal experience, because as an empathic person and as somebody who is highly emotional, you know, especially in the beginning days of this, there was so much heightened emotion, and that's happened throughout, of course. So I've used all of these techniques myself to try and keep myself stable. So it's really been, you know, being even more gentle with yourself and giving people permission to be gentle with themselves, to take really good care of themselves. People are really starting to understand that self-care is not a luxury. If you don't take care of yourself, you have nothing left to give anyone else.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, that is so true. Yeah, I love that. It's just really, like you said, it has really illuminated for people what has been maybe not going right, or it's brought to the surface these areas where, you know what, I'm actually kind of miserable. You know, I know I'm feeling more stressed right now, but you know, just in your introspect and your own vision of what's going on for you, because you are tuned in and sensing that same thing, you know, is going on for others. And just this really at the core to love yourself and be compassionate to those around you is just, it's just so critical. And it's not just now in the pandemic. That's the thing that I would like to see as the new normal, right? Is to have people be just more, you know, more compassionate, because that's what does create that sense of, you know, connection, and that leads to happiness. So, well, Leah, how do you work with people who want to finally learn how to bring that ultimate desire of happiness and that ultimate outcome into their lives? Can you share a little bit about your philosophy and your approach?
Yeah, absolutely. So a lot of it really comes down to what I was kind of just saying. So learning how to prioritize themselves, but do it in a way that doesn't feel selfish, because we've really been brought up to think that self-love, self-worth, self-care, all of those kinds of things are in the same category as selfish. And it's just very much not true. So a lot of it kind of starts at that stage. We do a lot of energy work, and I work a lot with law of attraction and manifesting and things like that, but in a very real world applicable way. So everything from we start off doing some decluttering and really making space, even in their own homes, in their own personal spaces, for more goodness, more happiness, more things to come in. Sure. My philosophy in a big way is that you have all these things that you say that you want, but if you don't make room for them, they have nowhere to go. Mm. So I really like to start off creating space. And as I say, we do that in a very physical way. I do decluttering consultations with people, and also in an energetic way. I love energy work as well. I have really found for myself that the formula that has worked the absolute best for me is to do all this beautiful, wonderful mindset work, really diving in, getting into the heart of who you are, what makes you tick, and why you do the things you do. Coupling that with real world goal setting strategies and breaking things down into small, simple, sustainable steps for people to take actual action on and see results fast. And then the piece that was missing for me for so long was the energy work component. So adding in that energy work in terms of, say, Reiki or EFT, also known as tapping, if your listeners know what that is, and things of that nature and other forms of actual energy work, because there are blocks to our energy. And you know that feeling when you are with someone and they just kind of give you that icky prickle of energy feeling. We've all had that feeling. We all, even those of us who don't fully understand energy work or don't fully understand how energy works, we've all had those experiences. So it's actually a very real world, tangible thing. But you put that together with the action strategies and the mindset work, and it's amazing how much faster you can get results.
Mm, yeah. No, that makes total sense, because so many levels here, you know, of just creating that alignment between opening up the space for the goodness to come in. I love that. You know, if there's too much stuff going on, then where's the goodness even going to come in? And then, you know, these actionable plans. And I love how you share pretty much the recipe for creating the wins for yourself is to, you know, parse it down into these smaller achievable steps that then do illuminate, hey, we are making progress. Hey, this is happening, versus something that's just way too big to even determine. Have we even left the airport? You know, we haven't even gotten off the tarmac yet. And so I love that. And then, yeah, the energy work, and obviously all of these areas are really tying into, you know, your expertise and your own, you know, walking the talk, right? And this ability for you to utilize the modalities to do this energy work then is so powerful and just brings it all together to really make this actually happen versus just some other, you know, okay, well, we're just going to say affirmations for the next 30 days and, you know, that's good, but we'll see how it goes. And none of these other things are in play. And so, yeah, I love your approach. And it's obviously very customized.
Oh, very much. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, how can listeners reach you if they're interested in learning more about working with you?
Probably best is on my website, which is www.leahcotter.com.
Okay.
And actually right on that front page is a freebie that I created specifically due to COVID and all the stuff going on, which is my 7 magical practices to get grounded fast.
Oh, that sounds easy.
These are the things that I actually use and have used throughout this past year to kind of keep me sane and keep me going throughout. So I wanted to share that with other people. And I'm also on Instagram as Stand Strong and Sparkle.
Ah, I love that. Stand Strong and Sparkle. That's fantastic. Okay. So the website is your name, Leah Cotter, and I'll spell that LEAHCOTTER.com. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yes. And then when they land on that, there's an obvious link or an icon or something to grab your 7 magical practices to get grounded.
Absolutely.
Okay. Okay. Fantastic.
Right.
That sounds super
easy to see.
To get grounded fast. Oh, I forgot the word fast. 7 magical, 7 magical practices to get grounded fast. Yeah, I love that. That sounds like something I'm going to definitely grab. And huge resource. Thank you for creating that. And that's free.
It sure is.
Wow. Thank you so much. That's very generous. And then we can also find you on the various social platforms, Facebook, Instagram. Are there any others?
Those are the two big ones that I use.
Okay. And that's Stand Strong and Sparkle.
Correct.
Facebook and Instagram. All right. Fantastic. That is definitely something that I know that our listeners are going to be very interested in checking out. So, well, Leah, you have already shared so many golden nuggets of wisdom here through our conversation, but if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience in building your businesses, the two coaching, what's some advice that you can share with, say, a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
Oh, absolutely. I have been there and I totally know how that feels. So I would say, trust yourself. Don't put yourself in anyone else's box or on anyone else's timeline. You get to do this at your own pace in your own way, and know that it is okay to change your mind and change direction.
Mm. Yeah.
As you evolve and learn on this whole entrepreneurial journey, you're probably going to shift and change, and you'll learn new things, and you're going to want to try new things out. And that's all totally fine. Just go with it. Do what feels the absolute best for you.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. And it's kind of difficult to do, you know, because we're second guessing ourselves. And so it's just acknowledge what I'm hearing you say is acknowledge and trust that you do have the answer. Trust that what you're feeling as that next best step is probably that best next step, even though maybe somebody else has done it differently.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. That's, and I was just going to say, that's also why it's so important to surround yourself with people who are kind of on the same vibe, same wavelength as you, you know, in groups like yours, in groups like mine, things like that. Just finding people who will actually lift you up. I'm not saying that, you know, you take their advice and run with it. You're still being true to yourself, doing what you want to do, what's best for you, but having those people as a sounding board and to bounce things back. And that's why most coaches I know have coaches, and we always will. So,
right. Yeah, no, it's it that is important to have that sounding board from somebody who is familiar with your vision and has also been out there doing what you're doing and understands those peaks and valleys, the, you know, the journey. So yeah, so great. Thank you so much for sharing those bits of wisdom. Much appreciated. And I'm sure it's going to make a big difference for all our listeners, because that really does, you know, it resonates so much with the, you know, the challenges that we all face once we decide to spread our wings, which is, you know, exactly what you did. And it's been just so great hearing about your journey from your early work as a flight attendant and, you know, with a company that you aligned with and you thought was the thing. You were enjoying your life, and then some injuries started happening, and they were, you know, related to the work you were doing. And then the catalyst was the company started changing who they were showing up as. Their values were changing, and it wasn't even, you know, bringing that alignment for you, that happiness to you. And you realize that, and you, instead of just putting up with it, you decided, you know what, that little voice within me that always said, you know, it'd be fun to have my own business. That little voice sounds like it got really loud. And so you took that jump, that leap, and now this impactful work you're doing as a chief sparkle officer and happiness coach, helping people create happier, more fulfilled, more energized lives for themselves and the people around them. I really enjoyed our conversation. I want to thank you so much for being a guest on my show today.
You are so welcome. And thank you so much for having me and for this opportunity to get to speak with your listeners. It has been amazing.
Yeah, well, it has definitely been my pleasure. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Leah Cotter through her website, and that's leahcotter.com, LEAHCOTTER.com. You'll find the link in the show notes, and be sure to download her gift, The 7 Magical Practices to Get Grounded Fast. Sounds like a great resource. And follow her on Facebook and Instagram. You'll find her through Stand Strong and Sparkle. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of the optimized sales conversation, where you've triggered all 4 psychological states needed for your prospective clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great. What's next? So are you 100% confident that your sales conversations are optimized? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right. Well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me and our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. All right. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Leah Cotter. And as always, here's to your success.